Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
Microphone a little bit louder. We're on our way to the balloon launch in Frankenmuth, and go on website and they canceled it due to cloud cover, which I don't think they probably should have. Little bit hazy, but you can see for miles, and it's just about to burn off. I think they called this one wrong, but well, when they were supposed to pop 2 days ago, that was definitely a no-go. Go ahead.
Yeah, roger. I'm coming in Saginaw repeater. Yeah, I didn't know they were doing a balloon launch. I try to speak off the microphone a bit because I don't know if I'm coming in real loud and clear this morning, but yeah. All right, yeah, I'm just sipping my coffee this morning and seeing who's out there. They did, I think there was some festivities going on in Frankenmuth over the weekend, so this is the balloon launch part of that. There was, I think, Saginaw County Animal Care and Control were out there. I think there were multiple people with booths and whatnot. Were you out there over the weekend?
We went out there a couple times. Yeah, you got just a little hiss of maybe white noise, 3 to 5%. But your audio is much better and sound like $1 million. So I wouldn't sweat that signal making it in. I think the conditions are just about perfect for VHF today. We didn't go last night, which we probably should have, because they stood those balloons up. And, you know, they had them anchored down, and they were flashing a bad burn up in there. So they had the orange flames. They call it the glow or something. So they were showing them off, but I don't even think they've done any tethered rides last night. But I tell you what, we went up in that parking lot by the covered bridge and to get a closer look, because there wasn't a lot of people. I mean, everybody was ignoring. We went up in there, and those titanium baskets they've got now, the gondolas, well, I tell you, they make them old wicker baskets look like straight-up trash. This new equipment, they got state-of-the-art.
Yeah, roger, KVAOEKFAEDQ. Yeah, I have not seen a balloon up close, but up here down, I don't know if you're still up north a little bit, but down here in Saginaw it is it's a little bit foggy. I got baseball diamonds behind my house, and I can still see the houses across the way, but it's pretty cloudy. I mean, I'm no balloon expert, but speaking of people going up north, I was up north this weekend. I didn't plan on coming back until today, but the weather was poor, and it could have been a whole lot worse. So I was up on the Asabo camping, and it was misting like all day Saturday, but not enough to where it was making you wet. Like, it was drying as soon as it landed and whatnot. So yeah, we had a good time up there. But all right, KFAEDQ, back to KV8OE.
Back to KV8OE, same as Mike. Yeah, you can look up through the fog and see the blue sky out here on the flat, just come out of the Farmville area. was between Baxter and Tuscola. And so you could see probably 3 miles, but it's definitely haze. But I suppose this will all burn off by about 9, 10 o'clock. And we're gonna have a good day. And we're supposed to go kayaking. There's a deer right in Washington Town. We have herds of deer here in Baxter. I'm a little bit concerned about the kayaking though, because I blew my shoulder out a couple days ago, and it's just killing me right now. So I don't know. I'm not sure. A little bit concerned about going out and paddling a kayak around. Really want to, but I hurt really bad. I'm gonna call my doctor tomorrow and see if I can get a steroid injection.
Yeah, all right. I think I was starting to lose you. You're still holding the repeater all right, but a little bit of rain, baking fine coming in. But, anyway, you might want to flip over to Saginaw repeater soon if you're going to Frankenmuth. But, good luck with your shoulder. I know those steroid injections can really work miracles for at least for a while anyway. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, we'll catch you another time. I hear you quite often out here. How long you've probably been a ham for a while, but I've only been a ham for about a year, so I haven't been listening for years or anything. So I don't know who's who and everything, but it's good to meet you, Mike. My name is Mike as well. I'm in Saginaw. I'm using a Yaesu FTM 150, and I've got Comet 2x4 stuck on a cookie sheet over there. I'm in the garage, so the reception is not fantastic. I got all kinds of metal in here, and I should really put an outdoor antenna out, but that'll be a project for the future. Do you mind if I ask you about your equipment there?
I'm sure I'm making it in fine. Could just be changing band conditions. I'm running a Super Gainer 7500 on a triple magnet setup on the roof of the Blazer here, and doing 25 watts out of a cheap Chinese radio. And I think I got a whole probably $100 into this whole setup. And I got the 7900 Super Gainer in the back, just in case I get somewhere where I'm on the fringe, I can get into those gray areas with that antenna. It's about a third, 50% bigger, or third smaller if you're looking at it from the other end of the equation. But I've been licensed since 93. This is an original novice call.
Yeah, roger that, Mike. KB8OEKF8EDQ. Yeah, I kept my novice call. I got my general class in, like, I think it was July last year, and then I went on to get my extra in December. So I do a little bit of HF, but I like playing with walkie-talkies the best, even the cheapo things. I don't care. I get a kick out of it. I like to program my radios for different areas and experiment with different antennas and whatnot. My mobile setup in my pickup, I've got an Olinko 520 in there, and it's set on I can't remember if it's a Comet or either a Comet or a Diamond or something, but I think it's a 28-inch antenna. And that seems to get out pretty good, but when I'm out camping, I like to try and keep it as lightweight as possible, so I'm usually sticking to HDs out there, but I might have to step up my game soon.
KD8 all, yeah, I used to cross band quite a bit. You know, if you're running something like that in a vehicle, you really need a double battery system with a couple of deep cycle batteries and then something to isolate, a rectifier bridge to isolate or whatever. But I made a wire antenna for 2 meters that was 5 half waves over a quarter. And you can look it up, but I make a lot of wire antennas. And you pull that thing up there, it's about 25 foot long, you get it between two trees, and you got a beam gain in an Omni. And that's a great antenna for a campsite. And then made a lot of fan dipoles for HF. But KF, your prefix is KF, and it's an original novice. You might have had, you must have had your license for a while then, too.
No, they're still handing out KF, KF prefixes. I hear them every once in a while. He checks into our net, KF8GDA. And so they're in the KF, you know, G, maybe getting into the H's soon, I don't know. But yeah, I got this call sign. It was my hamiversary on the 15th. So it's been just over a year now since I got my tech class. I'm still learning. I haven't made any of my own antennas, but I was thinking about maybe a J-pole. There's plenty of trees and stuff in the area, obviously, because, you know, out in the woods. But I was thinking about maybe getting a J-pole and hanging it in a tree or something, seeing if that would get me any better reception. But I've got a little Anytone. I can't remember what the model. I think it's a 778, just a 25-watt dual band Anytone. And I, you know, I can hook a battery up to that and run that for a little while, and that'll give me a little bit more juice, and I could probably use a little bit bigger of an antenna instead of one on an HD. But, you know, I seem to get in all right on, like, maybe three repeaters up there. There's the one in Mayo, K9NOP, and then K8OAR, and the one in Rose City, I think it's W8DMI.
There's one in West Branch, too. That the J-pole, if you get the ladder line, the 450-ohm ladder line, you can do that Ed Fong one and hang it up with like a 35-pound test fish liner. My go-to is that parachute cord, but usually end up being long, bigger and badder, you know, heavier. And so here's the deal. That one I was telling you about is a collinear that uses the twin lead as a feed. You can use the 300 ohm, the old ribbon cable from the TV. And then you have a coil that's your phasing stub or your hairpin, similar to a hairpin. And then you go over that with half waves and keep doing coils and half waves. And then, so your J-pole is going to be like 3 dB or close, and then every time you stack up one more, you get another 3 dB, or once you get two of those half waves over that quarter wave feed stub, you have to go four of them to get another 3 dB, so you can get up there about 9 decibels with five of them. 9-10 decibels, and that compounds. It's like a cube effect. KF8 call, KF8OE. I'm timing it out or not. But anyways, that is an old novice call, but when I say mine's a novice call, it was before they were mixed with the generals and whatnot. It was when the suffix starts with P, in this area, the 8 calls, and then goes AA. The O's, after that, the O's, like O, ZZ on up, they mixed them all because they had the no-code tech. I couldn't even go on 2 meters with my original, with this call sign when I first got the license.
Yeah, Roger. No, you're coming in. You're coming in real clean right now. So yeah, you're sounding fantastic through the repeater. You didn't time out or nothing. So KV8OE from KF8EQ Echo Delta Quebec. Again, the name's Mike here in Saginaw. Yeah. I haven't looked into antenna design very much, but I'm not very I don't know, it just doesn't come naturally to me, but obviously a longer antenna is better than a short one. And I've looked into making rat tails and fixing them to my radios, and it seems to help a little bit, but I want to get a bigger antenna. But it's been a pleasure. I'm out of coffee, and I gotta go grab another cup and let my dogs go back to bed. You know, they've been up, they had a break, and they had their breakfast, so they're ready to go back to bed already. But it's been a pleasure talking to you, Mike, and, you know, have fun with your activities and crank and move. This is KZ8OOE from Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Delta Fleabat, Mike and Saginaw, and I'll be clear on your final.
Right on, Mike. You say rat tail, I think you're meaning the counterpoise off the HD. Those help. They do help. The beauty of the J-pole for that type of setup is it's not ground dependent. And if you do, you want to do something about a half-wave below the feed point. So you got a little half-wave as a counterpoise. And that supposedly helps with about maybe a decibel, half a decibel. But you can drag a J-pole or a copper cactus up in a tree, a little bit heavy, but you make those out of twin leads, and they're substantially lighter and don't have too long a run of the Mini 8. Otherwise, you'll experience some losses there. That's why I elected for five half waves over that. One of them was the J-pole itself, and then there were four more half waves over top with phasing coils. Or if you look at like an old Ringo Ranger, they got a hairpin, but the phasing coils are more compact. You can wrap them around PVC and then have it hang from the ends. And that makes a really nice antenna that rolls up. You can even wrap the whole thing around the HD, throw it in a case and go. 7-3, Mike, and yeah.
All right, Roger, Mike. 7-3, my friend. KSA-EDQ.
It's the time about the machine. 7-3. Hopefully some of that info got through. Maybe it all.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
KE8YAV mobile. KE8YAV mobile.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
W8FFR, radio check.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Thank you. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
AF8FVE, monitoring.
You're connected to CMN Network.
AF8GBA. Come on back, monitoring.
AF8GK.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
KF8GBA, listening.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
KF8. GBA, listening.
Connected to CMN Network.
KF8, GBA, listening.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.